We continue our learning. We are in Menachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha-Menachos ha-Nasos ba-Kli. All Menachos that are prepared in a Kli, Mincha Machavas, Mincha Marcheshes, as we know, are prepared in a Kli, Te'unos Shalosh Matnos Shemen, require three applications of oil. Mishnah is what are? The Yitzika, pouring, Ubalila, the mixing, or with the oil, Umatan Shemen Ba'Kli Kodim Lasiyasan, and the placing of oil in the Kli before you even perform the preparation of the Menachos. So what does this mean? So the first one explained like this. The first, last on the list, really the first one that's done. The Matan Shemen Ba'Kli, before you even start, you take the Kli, And then you pour oil in it first, and then you place the soles, the flour, on top of that. So that is the first matan shemen is bakli. The matan shemen bakli kodem lasiyasan. That's the first time. We're going to speak about three matanos. The first is putting oil in the kli, that goes first. Then you put the soles on top. Then you put some other oil, a little more oil, and you mix it together. That's the belila. So it's the belila is not just mixing, it's adding in some more oil. And then after you do the belila, you mix it. You then knead it with lukewarm water. We mentioned that in the past. And then you bake it, the machavas, or fry it, whatever it may be in the machavas or the machashes, depending on what neder, what mincha you took upon yourself to bring, and you turn that into 10 loaves, 10 matzos, really. And after they're baked in the machavas or the marcheshes, remember, these are the menachos that are done in a kli. Then pasosa sapitim, as the Torah says. Then you break the matzos into pieces. We'll speak about that in the next Mishnah. Then you do the yitzika. That's the third. That's where the Mishnah, the first on the list is really the last one you do. That's the yitzika. What do you do now? Now you pour more oil inside. So the Mishnah, where do we learn this from? So if you learn in the if you look in the Chumash, by when it comes to the Minchas Machavas, it says soles bilulava shemen. So there you have soles, the half that the soles, which is mixed with oil. So I'm putting in oil to do the mixing. Posos osa pitim, you break it into pieces. Viyatzakta ole hashemen, there's a yatzakta, pouring other oil in there. And so that's two. But how do you know the matan shemen bekli, that you put oil in the kli even before you put in the soles? So that, because which that's the first of the three. So that we learn from the fact that when it comes to mincha marcheshes, it says soles bashemen teyaseh. And that applies both to the marcheshes and the machavas. So soles, the soles is bashemen teyaseh, which means that there has to be oil there before you put the soles inside. So do these three applications of shem and of oil apply only to menachos that are prepared in a kli? Not so. The Gemara explains that the reason why we mention kol ha-menachos ha-nasos b'kli have these three oil applications is to teach us that it does not apply to the mafet tanur. The mafet tanur, it's not done in a kli. It's not all the ma'asim on that. I mean, it's done in a kli, but since it's baked in the tanur and not in a kli in a machavas or marcheshes, so that's excluded. That doesn't need yitzika. Yitzika is the last of the pouring of the oil. That doesn't require yitzika. But the mincha soles, which is the first one we always speak about, the common one where you do the kmitza when it's still flour and you don't bake it at all, that requires all three matanos as well. Then the Mishnah says v'hachalos bolalon divrei Rebbe. The menachos that are brought as chalos matzos, so take the mincha mafet tanur as an example, that's made into chalos. The mincha machavas and mincha marcheshes are made into chalos. So this is where the belila is done when the chalos are broken into pieces. V'achalos bololon divrei Rebbe. Rebbe is coming to teach you that we mix the oil into them. The belila is done not when it's solus, when it's flour. It's done when it's already been baked into chalos. And you break it into pieces, and then you mix it with oil. He learns this from the pasuk that in Vayikra Beis, solus chalos matzos bilulos bashemen. So what do you see? They're already chalos matzos, and then bilulos bashemen, you mix them with oil. V'chachamim omim solus. Says chachamim say, even when it comes to the menachos that are going to be baked, that or fried, whatever it may be, and we know we're baking them into pieces, and we do the kamitza after they are already baked. Nonetheless, the belila, when you pour in the oil and mix them, that's done when it's still soulless. Why? Because the pasuk says, soulless chalos bilulos bashemen. What does that teach us? That soulless chalos, so it's true, when you're quoting the same pasuk. We quoted the pasuk, soulless chalos matzos bilulos bashemen. So, but we're learning from here, soulless chalos. We're focusing on the soulless. Why not call them chalos? They're already baked, aren't they? No, soulless chalos, which means the chalos that you're going to make into chalos, while they're still soulless, bilulos v'ashem, and you mix them with oil. And then we follow the opinion of the chachamim. Hachalos, the Mishnah says, hachalos tu'unos belila, harikikim mishuchim. So we've mentioned this in the past, when it comes to the mincha mafe tanur, which has the two types, has the chalos or the rikikim. So if a person gives the neder, makes the neder or the davar that he's going to bring the chalos specifically of the mafe tanur, so he mixes the soles with the oil and bakes them into tanur into ten chalos. But the oil is mixed and then it's baked. But the rikikim meshuchim, which means if he says, I'm giving the mafet tanur rikikim the wafers, so you don't mix the solos with shemen. You knead the flour into dough with lukewarm water, you bake it into the 10 wafers, and then you smear them, as the pasuk says, urikikim matzos. They're already rikikim matzos, then mishuchim bashemen. Ketzan moshchan. So these wafers, how do I smear the oil? You smear it across the whole top. So the Mishnah says, kamin ki. We've had this in the past. The Greek letter ki, which looks, according to at least one opinion, looks like an X. Different opinions about that. But we assume it's a cross, it's crossed over like an X. And that's how I put the oil on top. Ushara shemen nechala kohanim. And the rest of the oil, whatever's left over after you do the mishicha, the kohanim can use for themselves. Perek vav mishnah dalet. Kol ha-menachos hanasos bakli tu'unos besisa. So the mincha machavas, mincha marcheshes, and the mafet tanura as well, even though it's not made in a kli, and that would be true regarding the chalos or the rikikim, they all require pesisa to break them into pieces. When it comes to the mincha, where do we see this? So the Torah says, the mincha machavas, it says, pasoso sapitim, after you bake it or fry it, whatever, in the pan, you have to break it into pieces. And then it says, mincha hi. So even though it says, pasoso sapitim, regarding the mincha machavas, the fact that it says, mincha hi, that comes to include all the menachos that are baked, they require pesisa, except for the shtei alechem and the lechem hapanim, those are also baked, they do not require pesisa. Where do I learn that from? So there's an exclusionary phrase as well. It says, pasos osa. So pasos osa pitim. So minchahi includes others besides machavas, includes the marcheshes, the mafet tanur. But the fact is, pasos osa pitim, only this. So that's a drasha, that's an exclusionary phrase to exclude the shtei alechem and lechem hapanim that you don't break into pieces. The Gemara says, the fact that it says kol ha-menachos hanos nasos bakli, so that excludes the shtei alechem and lechem hapanim, which are not made in a kli, they're baked in the tanur. But we have to be mindful of the fact that the mincha mafet tanur, although it's not made in a kli, the Mishnah is not excluding that. Now the Mishnah says, explains how it's done. How do you do the pesisa? So minchas Yisrael who brought a mincha that requires pesisa. See, the mincha kohanim, remember the whole thing is going to be burnt. But the mincha of Yisrael, this pesisa, you break into pieces and you have to do the kamitza. The mincha of the kohanim, we'll speak about breaking it as well, but that, remember, that's completely burnt. There's no kamitza taken. At least according to one opinion. And the Mishnah here says the following. So, Minchas Yisrael. Yisrael who brings a mincha that needs pesisa. So, kofil echad l'shnayim u'shnayim la'arba. What does he do? The challah is baked. And then he's supposed to fold the challah in turim. This is really matzah, but not like the matzah we have, more like pita. So, he folds it in two. And then he folds it again, those two into four. umavdil, and then he breaks the challah in the place where it has been folded. Now you have those four pieces. So how do I learn? Where do we learn this? So it says pasos osa pitim. So pasos already means break it. That means I have to break it into two. Then it says pitim. Oh, that means another two. So that means into four. The Gemara says yachol yaseh peirurim. Maybe I just break it as many times as I pitim. I make it into little crumbs. Tabalomar pasos osa. Which means after you fold it once, you fold it again. But you don't keep folding it and breaking it till you have crumbs. Minchas Kohanim. So we spoke of Minchas Yisrael. What about a Mincha of Kohanim, which we know is also, assuming he's bringing a Mincha that is baked, what should he do? And that's completely burned. Kofel achad l'shraim shnaim ma'arba v'eino mavdil. So there you're going to fold it as well. Pasos osa pitim. There still is a mitzvah to be mekam mitzvah of pesisa, but you're not going to break them. You're not going to cut them. Since there's no kmitza, it's completely burnt, you don't need havdalah. The whole purpose of doing havdalah is splitting it, not only folding it, but then splitting is because you have to do kmitza there. Kohen has to put his hand in and take some pieces out. He doesn't want to grab the whole thing out. There has to be kmitz and then shirayim. But if everything's burned, so then you can fold it, and then that whole thing, you're going to burn on the mizbeach. Minchas Kohen HaMashiach, the mincha of the Kohen Mashiach, with the minchas chavitin, where it says minchas, the Torah says, vayikra v'minchas pitim, lo haya mechapla. He would not fold it at all, which means... it doesn't mean really, it sounds like it wouldn't fold at all, but the Gemara says it doesn't mean that. It means he wouldn't fold it into four sections, just into two. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Bahem Pesisa. So he disagrees with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says, a Minchas Kohen has Pesisa. You do fold it, you just don't break it, you don't do... that you're not mavdil. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you don't even do pesisa. Why? Because there's no kmitza, they're completely burnt on the mizbeach. The kol she'ein b'hem kmitza, ein b'hem pesisa. If you're not doing kmitza, you don't even need to break it at all. Meaning what? If you get break it, you don't need even to fold it. That Tanakhama obviously holds that we're not breaking it, but we are folding it, even though we're burning the whole thing on the mizbeach. Then the Mishnah says, v'kulon kizesim. And all of them should be the size of a kezias. So there are different opinions as to what this means. Some claim that this is Rabbi Shimon continuing, which means the menachos, what does he say? Rabbi Shimon holds that all the menachos that require pesisa, remember, he said you don't do pesisa for minchas of the Kohanim or minchas Kohen Mashiach because they're completely burnt. You don't need to fold them at all. Tanakhama says we do fold them, we don't break them. Rishima says you don't even fold them. But menachos that require pesisa, Rabbi Shimon says you don't fold them into four. He disagrees with that as well with the Tanakhama. You don't fold them into four. Rather, you break them into pieces until and keep folding them or breaking them until they're the size of a kezias. And others claim no. In fact, everyone agrees to the kulam kezesim. That is everyone's opinion. It's coming to teach us the following, that when it comes to the pesisa of the menachos, it means that we have to, when you're folding them, you fold them to the size of a kezias, and maybe a little bit more, but certainly not less than the size of a kezias. And that would be according to everyone.